So I was cutting some logs with this saw and it stopped working. It works, the motor works, but the mechanical bits don't. We're going to see what's happening inside. I've been inside before. See something not interesting? Yeah. Let me get a set of pliers. This is the problem. The shaft broke. What can I do here? What can I do? Probably not much, other than getting new parts. Let me get this side here. There's some wear around here. Nothing serious. I was expecting something like this being worn, which it is, but not broken, but it broke. And this is what happens when people like me get cheap and buy cheap tools and use it intensively. Yeah, there's not much I can do here now. How is this stuck in there? It has a clip. I cannot remove the clip from there. I don't have the proper tool to remove that clip. Let me get it some time later. Well, there's not much I can do. And this is how you throw away 35 euros. The motor is done. I may be able to find another one. I may be able to buy the part I need. So I'll be needing the 21 and 26. Where's the number? There should be a number available here, so I could get parts, or an email. There should be a way to oh, there it is. There's a phone number, and there's an email. And if they sell me the parts, amazing. If they don't, well, it's garbage now.
1 eternity later.
This is trash. The shop doesn't care. They will not sell me the parts. Period. The people who put this together, I had no reply from them. So I can get the motor. I can get not exactly the same, but I can get one. This gear, I cannot get one. So this is as good as shit. Next, I'm going to buy another one. I'm going to buy nothing like this. I don't want this shit anymore. I want something that can resist the treatment I'm going to give it. This is it. Don't buy shit. And I should know, because this is a cheap tool. I used it intensively. It broke. This, everyone knows what this is. I've used it for years. That's a drill. I've drilled thousands of holes in concrete.
Never failed.
Never. This, let me get this to the side, it's crap. This is not what it seems. I bought this tool. This is a Dremel type tool. The brand is kind of okay, one step above that. This is not as good as I expected it to be. Ryobi was good when it was this color. This is a good tool. Same brand as this one. But the quality from this time, this I bought when 9 years ago, I bought this one. And this was 15 years ago. Quality is not the same. Same brand, Ryobi, different quality. And the most amazing is Ryobi and DeWalt are made by the same people, yet quality on the DeWalt, priceless. Quality on this one, I only bought this because I had this, and this is a proper tool. It's working fine. It will last me a long, long time. I don't use it much anymore, but I have it. This, if I use it, I won't use it, but if I was to use this tool much, the same would happen. This is not a proper good tool. It isn't. So, if you want to buy tools and use it as a pro, this is the way to go.